Howdy, folks. Today is Friday, April 12th, and you're listening to the Texans Daily Rundown. I'm Senior Editor Mackenzie DeLulo, and here is the rundown of today's news in Texas politics. Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller is under consideration for a promotion to Washington, D.C. should Donald Trump win back the presidency, a potential move out of the state in which he says the governor has locked him out of campaign fundraising. In an interview with The Texan, Miller said, "It's a pretty good indication that I'm on the list. No one's asked me, and I don't think anyone is thinking about the cabinet right now. They're thinking, like me, about working my tail off to get Trump elected. We can worry about the cabinet later." The commissioner has long been a loyal ally to Trump, being the first official in Texas to endorse him for president in 2016. Miller's been a wild card in state politics. He was part of a lawsuit against Abbott in 2020 over the governor's unilateral extension of early voting during the November general election. Miller also stumped for primary challengers running against Abbott in 2022, and he's sparred with the governor on the power grid and border policy. There's no love lost between the pair, animosity that Miller says has spilled over into political power moves. "He threatened my fundraiser. He's threatened the lobby not to give me any funds," Miller told The Texan of Abbott. "I didn't raise a dime from anywhere in Austin last election. He made sure that he cut all that off. I still haven't got a meeting with him in 10 years. Still haven't gotten a phone call returned." Miller reported $16,000 raised during the second half of 2023 in his latest finance report. Comptroller Glenn Hager, another statewide Republican, raised $388,000. Munster is now the 52nd city in Texas to pass a local ordinance prohibiting abortion and becoming a safe haven for the unborn. The city council passed the ordinance by a vote of 5-0 on April 8th. Munster is just the latest city among many in Texas, including counties, to pass such an ordinance. The Sanctuary City for the Unborn initiative began back in 2019. Following the passage of the ordinance, Munster Senator Drew Springer said, "It is great to see that cities are taking the lead and doing what they can do by creating sanctuary cities for the unborn." Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has released the Texas Senate's 2024 interim legislative charges. Included are charges covering the border, AI, squatters, and dozens of other policy areas. Continue cutting property taxes was top of the list for the Finance Committee, and Patrick tasks them to, among other things, determine how much state revenue would need to be generated to replace foregone property tax revenue. Property tax reform was a hot issue during last year's session, with Patrick saying at one point that eliminating property taxes is a fantasy. Interim charges are priorities that lawmakers will focus on in the lead-up to the regular session. Patrick added that a second list of charges could be released prior to the next legislative session, saying the priorities of the conservative majority of Texans will be accomplished, including school choice, continued property tax relief, and strengthening the power grid. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the publication of a new rule in the Federal Register, which, after it becomes effective in 30 days, will expand the circumstances wherein individuals need to obtain federal firearm licenses and perform background checks to sell guns. The rule adds definitions to certain statutory terms enacted by Congress in the Safer Communities Act, legislation championed by Texas Senator John Cornyn, that became law in 2022 and was billed as a solution to prevent mass shootings. A commercial motor vehicle, reportedly an 18-wheeler, ran into the Brenham DPS office, and there are reports of serious injuries, according to the Texas Department of Public Safety. Law enforcement confirmed that a suspect has been arrested and there is no further threat to the community. Brenham's Senator, Lois Kolkhorst, said on social media, "Today, a horrific tragedy occurred in my hometown of Brenham, where an individual driving a stolen 18-wheeler crashed through the local Department of Public Safety office. Three individuals were life-flighted with critical injuries. Three other patrons were transported to local hospitals in stable condition. According to law enforcement, this appears to be an intentional criminal act, and the Texas Rangers will be leading the investigation." Thanks for listening. Be sure to visit thetexan.news and subscribe to get full access to all of our articles, newsletters, and podcasts.